Next, we'll hear the story of the Mexican suitcase, but it's not Mexican and it's not a suitcase. It's three yellowing boxes of old negatives, thousands of them, that were lost to the world for more than half a century. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Almost all the negatives are photographs taken in Spain during the Spanish Civil War, searing photos of war and of people living in the towns and countryside that were in Republican control, the side that was fighting against General Franco. The photographs are by Robert Capa, Gerda Taro, and David Seymour, known as Shim. Their work marked the beginning of a new art of war photography. Cynthia Young is the curator of the Mexican Suitcase exhibition at the International Center of Photography in Manhattan. Until the Spanish Civil War, large, slow, heavy cameras could not easily capture action. Then came the small, handheld Leica.
One could move quickly, capture action, and could move with the troops.
And be on the front lines. What happened to the 4,500 negatives remains somewhat of a mystery. They vanished after Capa gave them to his darkroom manager, as Capa was escaping the Nazis in France. Capa's brother even organized a dig in France to look for them and put a notice in a magazine asking for help, all to no avail. It later turned out that the darkroom manager had carried them on a bicycle to Bordeaux and gave them to a Chilean for safekeeping. Somehow or another, they ended up with the Mexican ambassador to Vichy France and were eventually taken to Mexico City, where they remained undiscovered. Years later, the ambassador's nephew realized what they were, and they were finally given over to Capa's estate and the International Center of Photography. What's fascinating at the exhibit is you can look at scores of tiny prints on contact sheets frame by frame, and then see what finally gets published in photo magazines like Look or left-wing anti-Franco publications like Ce Soir and Regard. For example, Gerda Taro, who was Capa's partner, has a series of photographs outside and inside the morgue after the bombing of Valencia. You see the families waiting, pressed at the gates. Curator Cynthia Young.
You can see her searching for the photograph that's going to make the impact. The seventh frame, she turns her camera vertically, and then the last one, she goes even closer than any other photograph, and it's that photograph that lands on the cover of Regard magazine.
Then she goes into the morgue and photographs the bodies on the tables and on the floor.
Still bloodied, uncleaned, unidentified even.
The trove of negatives contains not only the war photos of Capa and Taro, there are Shim's photos of the poet Garcia Lorca just before he died, Capa's of Ernest Hemingway, and many photos of the anti-Franco activist known as La Passionaria. The last photographs are bleak. They are Capa's of refugee camps in France after Franco defeated the Republicans. Capa, Taro, and Shim were partisans of the Republican cause and the defeat of fascism. They were not objective journalists, says Young. Their political engagement would not be seen as common today.
It's almost not even allowed in certain forms of journalism. Every frame was important to them, you know, and every frame tells a story.
All three photojournalists, one Hungarian, one German, one Polish, died in action. Capa, who covered five wars, was killed when he stepped on a landmine during the Indochina War in 1954. Taro was killed in Spain by a tank during the Battle of Brunete in 1937. Shim was killed in Suez in 1956 by a sniper. You may still be wondering, why is this exhibit called the Mexican Suitcase? In the 1970s, another cache of Robert Capa photographs was mysteriously found in a suitcase in Swedish government hands. Those photographs were dubbed the Swedish Suitcase, so the material from Mexico was dubbed the Mexican Suitcase. The exhibit at the International Center of Photography continues until May. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You can see photos made from the newly discovered negatives at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montagne.